Well, some wonderful news yesterday. We had a fabulous chat with the cricket writer Stuart Hessen. You can pick up his piece about this on the Times Live website. Kwena Mapaka, who was outstanding in South Africa's bid to ultimately unsuccessfully, but not for any lack of wickets from this young man, outstanding in South Africa's efforts at the recent Under-19 Cricket World Cup. He is a fabulous fast bowler, and he's been whisked off to India at very short notice. This due to the injury to a key frontline player in the IPL team, the Mumbai Indians. The Sri Lankan Dilshan Madushankar picked up an injury. They needed another player, and Kwena Mapaka was off. So let's find out a little bit more about him and his part in the life of the school. He attends St. Stithians Boys College, the alma mater of another fabulous fast bowler, Kagiso Rabada. Let's say hi to the headmaster of St. Stithians, David Du Toit. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon, John, and thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's an absolute privilege to speak a little bit about Kwena. He's an absolute superstar and a great boy in our school.
I'm sure that you've heard in your life as a teacher and then as a headmaster, David Du Toit, many reasons why people can't be in class and haven't submitted their homework. But I think this is probably a first. Sorry, principal, but I'm on my way to Mumbai. Well, what did you make of the news when you heard it? I mean, I suppose it's not a surprise in the way of it being outlandish, because he is a terrific cricketer, but boy, it's a wonderful surprise.
No, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's not a total surprise. We kind of, a while ago, knew that the Mumbai Indians had him on their sort of extended list of players.
Okay.
But his mom got a hold of me on Monday morning and said, you know, Mr. Du Toit, I really urgently need to come see you. and then she came and spilled the beans. And, you know, he'd actually got a call from the owner of the Mumbai Indians to say, listen, we need you to come. And funny enough, he had sort of said, look, I first need to speak to my headmaster.
As he should.
As he should, right? And, yeah. And so they then offered to phone me, which they said, no, don't worry, we'll speak to Mr. Du Toit ourselves. And yeah. So we met and got the news, and then obviously have tried to make plans since then.
So, I mean, a lot is happening to a young man very fast, because I mentioned the Under-19 World Cup. He's been playing for the Lions in Gauteng and doing very well on pretty big stages, particularly in limited overs cricket. It's a lot to happen to a young person. What kind of young person is he? Is he well set to deal with life happening as fast? I mean, the one thing I noticed watching him in the Under-19 World Cup, whenever he took a wicket, 10 players would be going crazy, but he wasn't one of them.
Yeah, no, John, I think you're asking the right question. I think he's, number one, he's a school prefect. I think really respected, humble, you know, really wonderful set of values that comes from home. And he hasn't been given the space to get, he's sort of allow his head to get big. Mom and dad are really brilliant at keeping him grounded. I think his friends keep him grounded. You know, funny enough, the hockey team are away on the tour, and he's our first team hockey captain. And just before he left to get on the plane for Mumbai, he came to a meeting, you know, where the team was planning to go on their tour, and he was part of that. So I think he certainly is very quiet. He's a very diligent boy. I'm not worried. You know, his academics will obviously suffer a little bit now. And but you know, they've got a tutor for him. He's in touch with his two teachers. He's asked for work to be sent. Yeah, he's just, I think, a really responsible, respectful young boy who never sort of causes any ruffles or waves in our school.
Well, let's hope he causes some ruffles and waves for batsmen in the IPL. David Du Toit, I think it's appropriate to say congratulations to you and the school as well. St. Stithians Boys College must be doing something right, because they are producing some great sports people and, by all accounts, a well-set young man for what's coming at him, you know, almost as fast as the balls he delivers as he approaches the crease. David Du Toit, headmaster of St. Stithians Boys College. When you watch the IPL, check out the Mumbai Indians. Let's all hold thumbs for Kwena Mapaka. 28 minutes past 5.